Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, you recently discovered an interesting concept that may have legs there in South Carolina, and that would be fresh produce in convenience stores.
Well, you're right about that. We've some of that going on in South Carolina, but by some of our, well, I don't know, a little more forward-thinking chains of convenience stores. But we also see it in conversations on a nationwide basis from United Fresh Produce Association and the Association of Convenience Stores, just seeing if this concept will marry up and you can put more fresh fruits and vegetables in more places.
Now, what I have seen has been like apples and bananas and oranges and things like that in a basket near the checkout stand, things that have a longer shelf life than, say, a peach or a strawberry.
Well, that's exactly right. We've all seen that. And even in South Carolina, you'll see the boiled peanuts. So I don't know where that fits as our state snack, though. But that concept to take it farther to fresh products, again, unlike the banana, the apple that can stay there, it takes a little more thinking through and all of the challenges that it presents. So that's why it's just good to have, you know, some of the larger organizations giving this thing some thought. Let's see what it will take, again, to have a better coverage for some South Carolina fruit and vegetables.
The store personnel would have to have a little training in order to handle these products.
Well, that's exactly right. With anything like that, the nature of the product dictates just how much attention it takes. You know, we all go in the produce section of a grocery store and we see the water spraying on to keep them fresh. How do those things get handled? How's the packaging? How's the managing and the servicing of the shelves? So, you know, it's got to be profitable for that convenience store. It's got to be profitable for the farmer, and it's got to be economical for the consumer. So it's not unlike venturing into anything new. You just have to think of the hurdles in front of you and figure out how you're going to get over them.
Well, and you know, we've kind of been talking about your corner circle case, so to speak, but you know, these large travel plazas are cropping up here and there, particularly along interstate highways, that offer so much more, and they have the opportunity to offer more than just the long staple life produce.
Well, you know, for years, that's when we travel the highways, you'd stop at a big truck stop or travel plaza, as you call it, and it would offer more things than just packaged food. So again, it might be coming full circle and kind of taking an old favorite with some new technologies, some new twists on it, and we're going to see if in fact it meets all the criteria we're talking about earlier, a profitable alternative, offering something fresh and local for South Carolina shoppers.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.